Joe Feld, FELD, and I was in the service in the Navy from 1939 to 44. I happened to be in Pearl Harbor when the war started. Everything went according to schedule pretty much until Sunday morning. Then that's when the Japanese started bombing us about 8 o'clock in the morning. Went up in the barracks to change clothes. I was gonna go down and have breakfast. And there was this explosion. I thought, man, one of our planes crashed. I walked out to the end of the barracks there and looked out the window. And just as I got there, a Japanese fighter was coming in around a water tower. It turned around that water tower and had its guns going and was strafing the field. Man, I called for the other fellows that were still in the barracks or still in their bed that were under attack. Well, we went down, everybody assembled in the mess hall, just laid on the floor, and a couple of the explosions were really pretty good size. I mean, I think probably the one that, and I'm not sure if it was or not, because I was in the barracks, I was walking back, we were on the second floor, boy, the building just shook crazy. I think it's when the Arizona got hit. Ships were all lined up in a row. You know, it was like shooting ducks. They were just right behind each other. They would come in. We were on the floor. They would come in, and the bullets would come through the window. The windows were, average height, so 4 or 5 feet, maybe from the floor. Number of times the bullets would hit above our head, the plaster would come down. But we just lay there, and we didn't do much of anything until the thing was over. Well, we got out to the front door, not too far, but so just about that time we were going down these steps and a bomb hit the California, and the shrapnel and stuff all flew up above our heads. And we thought, well, the hell with this. We crawled back inside, waited until, I guess the bombing stopped. And this chief who was Chief Bolton's to me, he would just say, all right, you four guys, get a blanket and go down and help bring these bodies up out of the water. Well, you're just 20 years old, and you start fishing bodies out that are not in very good shape. You don't last very long. I mean, it's really a part of the war that I could hardly talk about, you know, because these guys were, the water was burning about six, 8 inches or so high out of the oil that was in. And these guys were in it, trying to get to shore and stuff. Well, they were in all sorts of shape. Well, I don't think we made more than 3 trips, as the 4 of us. We'd get 4 on a blanket, and we'd bring them up to put them on a table. Practically every table in the mess hall had a body on it. Some were alive, some weren't. It's hard to comprehend anything like that. Well, you've seen pictures of smoke and the aftershock of Pearl Harbor. Of what, man, oh man, you know, you just, you're not equipped to take all that in.